Look at me, baby.
Thank you for joining me today. I am Mindy McNeil, and I am joined in studio by Lynn Nessinen. She is the executive director of Augustana Arts. And on the 21st of June, Neil Bridge will be performing at Augustana Arts. And I am just very interested to find out a little bit of information from you, though, Lynn, because normally you all host classical music, different things, and so this is a switch. And so how did you all turn the door a little bit or open up the door? Because, you know, you have been doing classical music and you've been trying to find things, you know, or Augustana Arts, you know, works on things that the soul and connects communities, different things. So can you tell me a little history on Augustana Arts?
Yeah, so Augustana Arts has been around for 21 years now. We started out at Augustana Lutheran Church. We have now a resident women's chorale, resident men's chorale. We also have the resident orchestra, Stratus Chamber Orchestra, yes, under the directorship of David Rutherford. He's our conductor right now, the music director. Our outreach program is called City Strings. So we bring violin, viola, and cello lessons to children in Title I schools throughout the Denver area, and we're also at some Boys and Girls Clubs, so it's outreach. But our fourth component, the concert series,
okay,
is where we bring in international, regional, local artists. And so while we've focused a lot on the classical aspect, we've also, though, expanded, and we've had the Canadian Brass. Mm. We've had, in fact, last fall, the United States Air Force Academy Falconeers.
Aww.
And yeah, they were amazing. And they came and offered a free concert. Mm-hmm. We had over 450 people come.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It was a celebration of the arts. So Augustana Arts, while, you know, our focus is on quality classical music, mm-hmm, we also believe in supporting the arts. And as executive director, and I've been with the organization now just 18 months.
Okay.
I'm trying to expand the opportunities that we embrace. Mm-hmm. So this opportunity with the Bridges came along and I said, yes, sounds like a really neat opportunity to embrace because it's about supporting the arts. Mm. So
now, okay, so if you could just let our listeners know, how exactly did the opportunity to come up with for them to come to Augustana Arts?
Well, I'm trying to remember back. I'm pretty sure I got an email from Karen inquiring about, and I get a lot of emails from artists all over wanting to perform. So Augustana Lutheran Church has the place where we perform, the sanctuary. Mm-hmm. The acoustics are phenomenal. And a lot of performers, and also that we have a concert series, artists are looking for a chance to bring the gift of music to the community, to mm-hmm play. So we are able to, we have to make decisions on who we're going to host, because I can't host everybody,
yes,
every weekend.
Yeah.
going,
come on now.
Yeah,
no.
Losing a lot of sleep. And so I'm pretty sure Karen emailed and inquired about the opportunity or the idea of perhaps performing, especially because Neil, you know, is going mm-hmm to be turning 90 in August. And he's quite the artist and has an impressive background in his jazz, mm-hmm,
his
musicality,
yeah. Yeah.
And together the group is phenomenal. So I actually then, Karen invited me to go up north to Boulder to watch them perform at one of the, I can't remember the name of the location where it was, and I went up there, my husband and I, and enjoyed an evening and really enjoyed the personality they brought to the stage. Mm. And I said, yeah, you know, I think this is something that might be good for our audience, for our community to okay experience and hear. I do work with an artistic committee, so I make the decisions based on with several other people.
With their input?
Yeah.
And so, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not just Lynn Sidney making those decisions. I have mm-hmm other members who have actually a long history with Augustana Arts provide me that direction and give me some insights, yes or no, or I look to that input as well in making decisions about who to host. So
who knows? Okay. So when you look at it, because, you know, like I said, if you all are doing more classical and then you switch to jazz, what is it, just something that's appealing to you when you hear it, or what makes you the decision, okay, we want to have the Bridges come, we want the, you know, different things?
First of all, it's just quality music.
Okay.
So we look at that first to make sure that who we're bringing is, you know, a quality artist, somebody who's that's going to be excellent and provide a wonderful, enriching experience for the audience members who come. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't say that we're necessarily you know, we've brought jazz before, so it's not fully that we've only been classical over the years. I'm trying to think who else, well, other than the Canadian Brass. I mean, I guess they're classical kind of jazz, but then the Falconeers. Mm-hmm. I think, I don't know if there was an intentional decision to try to expand into jazz. It's like, it was an opportunity. Sure, why not? Mm-hmm. Let's bring them. Let's, you know, we
expand
have the venue.
The You have the space. Okay. And the space, you said it's, it can hold 450 or more people?
Well, actually, the sanctuary can hold over 600.
Okay.
But we are going to actually have the bridges down in the fellowship hall. And the reason is because I wanted to create, we were going
to
do it outside, under the stars.
Oh, that would have been beautiful.
Because it's summer solstice, right?
Yes, yes.
Then, of course, you have the weather conditions. Mm-hmm. And Karen and I talked and looked at the space with Neo and said, you know, sound outside might be a little difficult to get. And we'd have a lot of different other logistical complications.
Going
so
on.
We decided, you know what, we can open the doors because the lower hall down below is a phenomenal space as well. So we're going to open the doors and have it down there a little bit more informal setting than the formal sanctuary with the pews and chairs
lined up.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. To make it more.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you did mention earlier when we were talking, you were talking about the city strings.
Yeah.
Now, how does that work? I know it's giving, you know, instruments or helping children with the instrument, but how did the children get selected? Do teachers say, this child can't afford this, or do you all look at different schools, or how does that program work?
Right, so our teachers are all Suzuki-trained, skilled, highly qualified teachers, and we go into the class, we approach a school and inquire whether they might be interested in bringing this to the students, mm-hmm. as most of them are at after-school program.
Mm.
And so it's really up to the school whether or not they want that as an after-school enrichment program. And then we work with the music teacher to mm-hmm. put out the notice to the students. And again, they're all Title I schools. We've been in the Boys and Girls Clubs. We also have a Saturday program in Adams County that's like 5 classes all on a Saturday.
All right.
So these are children who may not otherwise have the opportunity to play a musical instrument. Mm. And so the only cost, because they have to put a little skin in the game, is $20
okay.
for the whole year. And with that, they get a violin, viola, or cello to use. And so every year now, we just collected them back. We had a big recital in the middle of May. It was wonderful. Families came and watched their young person, you know, play, and then they have to turn in their violin or viola and cello so that we can restring it or do whatever we need to for the upkeep. We want them to have a good quality instrument. I mean, it's only fair that they do. So the children, pretty much we're open to accepting any child who wants to participate. Well, we cap our classes, you know, 15 at the tops, just so that the teacher can have a quality classroom experience, and it's mm-hmm. weekly throughout the school year that one of our trained teachers will go in and teach them Suzuki violin.
Okay, so that was because I heard Suzuki and I keep hearing that. So Suzuki, okay.
Yeah, that's our methodology. Teachers, you know, have their own, they incorporate their own music or own plan for teaching.
Okay.
But it's the Suzuki methodology that we promote and the philosophy within the program.
Wow. Okay. So it sounds like a bunch of different things because, you know, you're doing this, you've got the music going on, and then also to as far as music, you've got the Colorado Women's Chorale.
Yes.
Choral.
And Men's Chorale.
And the Men's Chorale. Okay.
Yep.
So can you tell me a little bit about both of those?
Yeah. And there are resident chorales who just musicians, singers who want to gather and sing with a choir, with others who enjoy music, who enjoy good classical music. We have two separate, we have the women's chorale, just female voices, treble voices, and then the men's chorale as well, which is growing, and we're always recruiting and looking for new members. They do audition to sing, and they perform. They have a concert 4 times a year, so that's,
wow, okay, so, that's great. And then there's always this focus on local talent that I hear and I like as well. So,
yeah, and in fact, that as executive director, that's one of my next initiatives or what I'm trying to focus on is promoting the arts and lifting up the artists that we have here in our own backyard, regional artists, local, you know, artists who are from our area. We've brought in a lot of international artists. We brought in the Queen Six, who actually is out of Windsor Castle. That was last January. We've brought in international artists.
Okay.
There's so much great talent just in our own backyard. That is kind of actually my impetus with wanting the Bridges to perform.
Okay.
I mean, they were married at Augustana Lutheran Church, and you'll probably find that out. So they're within our own community, within our own reach, and they're very talented, and we need to be lifting up the talent that we have right here in Colorado or in Denver, right? Or the Rocky Mountain region. So I'm actually looking towards bringing in more of that regional, local Rocky Mountain region artists and helping them get this opportunity, you know, to perform. And like I said, coming back, I get a lot of emails from performers and musicians who do want to perform.
Okay.
So if our mission statement is to gather community, but secondly, support the arts, that means giving them the venue, the stage, the opportunity to be able to bring that gift of music to the community.
And that's great, because we need it. And I think people always, and I love sports, don't get me wrong, sports are great, but I think sometimes, like even in schools, you know, the arts are overlooked because of sports. You know, the money goes there versus, you know, really supporting great arts. And because I feel like even with arts, it can help. I think about children. We were talking about the children earlier. Mm-hmm. It gives them a feeling of belonging and a place to channel their energy and do different things. So this is great. And you're getting quality music because, you know, Neil Bridges is coming. But what, in your view, what the views or maybe even of your board, what is quality music to you all? Like when you hear something, you're like, I want this person to perform or I want this group to perform. And you're looking at quality music. What is it that catches your ear or your attention that says, this is quality, this will be good?
Well, I think that they have to show some previous experience, obviously performance experience. Mm-hmm. So we listen to videos or we'll watch, perhaps we'll ask for sound bites.
Okay.
So we can actually listen and hear. Mm. You know, that's such a subjective kind of concept, what is quality, right? So we put our minds together when we hear a soundbite or see a video of the performing groups. We'll kind of have a conversation about, is it a right fit? Is it not? Based on just kind of the whole season.
Okay.
So, you know, I mean, we want to balance out the season, give different kinds of music opportunities or exchanges. But so it is a subjective decision. And obviously, it has to be an organization that has some reputability.
Okay.
Right?
Lastly, Lynn, before we go, I wanted to talk about, you know, a vision for Augustana Arts. And I know I looked somewhere on your website and it says something about the mission. Could you fill me in on, I guess, the vision and the mission?
Yeah, so our mission was just recently re-looked at by our board of directors. And we wanted to embrace all of the four elements and components that we are as an organization, our Stratus Chamber Orchestra, Colorado Women's and Men's Chorale, City Strings, and our concert series. So what does that mean? Mm-hmm. And so we created the mission statement, which is to gather community, to support the arts, and delight the spirit through the three things that we do: performance, we do education, and we do engagement. And so that mission statement now drives everything we do, and the performers that we select or the events that we might host. And so our vision is that we can enrich and we can transform lives through encounters with the arts. And so that, again, drives all that we do, the programming, whether we bring in a jazz artist or we bring in classical performers, we bring in our students for a City Strings recital, all of that is fulfills our mission and helps us work towards, you know, enriching lives, transforming lives.
And that's great. That helps feed the community spirit, and so I like that. So great. Well, I want to just say thank you so much, Lynn, for stopping by and talking to our listeners. Now, like I said, Neil Bridges and Quintessence will be performing on June 21st at what time?
7:30.
7:30, and that's going to be at Augustana Arts. What is the address there?
5000 East Alameda, and it's at the Alameda in Colorado.
Alameda in Colorado.
Yeah, we're in the Hilltop neighborhood.
In the Hilltop. Okay, great. Mm-hmm. And then is a good website address if people want to go online and find tickets or
AugustanaArts.org.
Okay, and then should they just go online? I was going to say telephone number will probably be on the website as well. Or
Yes, it is. And we have a Facebook presence too, so you can, you know, all our events are posted there, so you can click on to get the tickets straight from there as well.
Oh,
through social media, but yeah.
Great. Well, thank you for coming by, and I appreciate it.
Thank you.
But I wonder through this wonderland alone, never knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my gloves. I'm too misty, girl, and too much.